let's repeat and review once again.
我们再回顾一下。
We learned about seven single essentials.
我们学习到七个单独的要点。
God's ideal in the process of preparation. And I want you to tell me what they were. Because expression and repetition deepens impression.
如果你发表你在重复的话,
step number one.
第一要点,
Bible says that the Lord God did what?
圣经说上帝做什么?
He took the man.
他拿了那,
we learned that that first step was essential. It means that who has to be in control? Help me. Who has to be in control? God must be in control. And when he's in control, he makes us what? Number two. A true man and a true woman. Measured by maturity and understanding. Step number three. What was it? Man has a place to stay. And number four.
第四点,
man knows what?
人知道什么?
Life calling and his life work. Step number five.
第五点,
God restricts the tree.
上帝限制了这棵树,
to teach man the lesson of what?
教了人们什么?
Obedience, submission, humility, so forth.
顺服谦卑。
Step number six.
第六点,
man has a legitimate need.
人们有一个 理智的需要,
only when he what?
当他什么呢?
Begins his life work. Step number seven.
第七点,
man goes to sleep.
人去睡觉,
put to death those desires.
把这些欲望,
rest and wait on the Lord.
在耶和华里等候,
when we do these seven things,
他们说是七件事,
we would have experienced the perfect preparation.
我们会预测到这完美的这个,
we would have laid a solid foundation.
我们会有一个稳固的基础,
and we would not be disappointed.
我们就不会失望。
Can you say amen?
你说amen吗?
Now in this second part, we want to now discuss what happens when God says, okay, you're ready.
第二部分我们要讨论到几时上帝才说好,
as we enter into courtship and marriage,
当我们进入到一段感情之内,
the different dynamics and different things that God wants us to experience,
我们上帝要我们体验的不同经验,
we're just going to continue in Genesis 2.
我们在创世纪二章就继续,
but before we get into that, I invite you to bow our heads as we pray one more time.
开始之前我们再次祷告,
Father in heaven, please teach us now.
现在天父上帝请教导,
give us an attentive mind and a soft heart. Help us not only to be readers and hearers of your word, but help us to be doers and followers.
We're
always remembering that your way is best,
and
that we will be blessed if we follow your way. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So I want you to know, let's turn now to Genesis 2. As we continue our study, a match made in Eden. What does that word Eden mean?
Eden代表什么呢?
Pleasure.
享乐.
In other words, this is how we can find true godly pleasure. In marriage, when we follow God's way. And so we see that in verse 21, the Lord God calls a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. And as he slept, he took one of those ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman. And brought her unto the man. So here we find in these two verses that the Lord made woman out of the side or the rib of Adam. God was able to do this as long as Adam remained asleep. In other words, no sleep. No companionship.
就没有伴侣,
if we don't learn to put to death these desires,
如果我们不把这些欲望放在他们死去,
then God can't do much for us.
上帝就不能成就很大的事情,
because we will always be distracted by our own desires and our own thoughts.
欲望所分,
but as Adam sleeps, God is working.
当亚当睡去的时候,
he takes that prime rib out of the side of Adam
将他肋骨拿出来,
and creates a perfect companion.
造出一个完美的帮手,
and thus Eve comes into the world.
夏娃就来了世界,
the question I asked,
我问的问题,
why did God use Adam's rib?
为什么上帝用亚当的肋骨呢?
Why not any other bone in Adam's body?
为什么不是其他骨头呢?
And why use anything from Adam anyway? Couldn't God have just made Eve out of the dust like he did Adam?
为什么要拿亚当的骨头? 为什么不可以用其他东西好像
Could God have done that? Yes or no?
上帝能够吗?
Yes.
能够.
So why did he use Adam's rib?
但是为什么还要用亚当的肋骨?
Through this, God sought to teach us an object lesson.
通过这件事, 上帝要教了我们一个教训。
You see, in order for Adam to receive his wife,
亚当要接受自己的妻子,
he had to give his rib.
他需要给自己的肋骨。
He had to surrender it.
他需要顺服。
Now what are the ribs for?
肋骨是来做什么呢?
They are to protect our organs, isn't that right?
是来保护我们的器官。
And if Adam gives one of his ribs,
如果亚当给他的肋骨,
he is now more vulnerable.
他现在可以说比较脆弱。
And you see, we find also that man has to make a sacrifice.
我们也看到男人需要所谓的牺牲。
He has to give up something.
我们需要牺牲一样。
In order to get something better.
如果要拿到更好的话, 我们就要牺牲。
Here's the lesson, young people.
这也是一个教训。
We find that the role of man is different from the role of woman.
男人的角色和女人的角色是不同的。
Before marriage takes place,
在婚姻之前,
Adam has to make a sacrifice first.
亚当先要做一个牺牲。
And men,
男人,
God is calling us to make the first sacrifice.
上帝呼召我们先做,
to make the first move, you can say, in a courtship relationship.
做第一个动作, 就是好像在,
God has called the man to be the pursuers,
男人就是要追求的,
the initiators,
就是启发开动的,
and the leaders.
还要做领袖,
and God has called the woman to be the responders.
叫女人做回应的,
that doesn't make woman inferior to man.
不代表女生比男生弱,
because it's from the rib, which is in the side of Adam, to be equal.
为是从肋骨, 就是亚当旁边, 就是一样的,
it's,
相同的,
it's just a different role that God made.
只是不同的角色,
so man has to make the first sacrifice.
所以男人要做, 先做牺牲,
he's the one that has to be vulnerable first.
他也先要脆弱,
and there's nothing more unattractive than an aggressive woman.
而那种激烈的女性更没有比激烈的女性更吸引不吸引人呢?
A woman that chases a man instead of vice versa.
一个女人如果是一个男人不是一个男人是一个女人,
ladies, you're not that cheap.
女人你没有这么的,
God has not called you to be the initiator and the pursuer.
上帝没有叫你做那个追求者,
that's the role of man.
这是男人的角色,
and you're going to find the wisdom of that in just a moment.
所以你会看到,
but I want you to notice what it says in the book Adventist Home, page
57.
This is for us, brothers.
这是给我们的男性们,
when God calls us to be the initiators and pursuers,
上帝要我们追求者,
that is a heavy responsibility.
是个非常重大的责任,
and many times the devil causes the brothers to abuse this.
很多时候魔鬼叫兄弟们来,
when we play with girls' hearts,
让我们玩弄女孩子的心,
calling out their affections,
去唤醒他们的欲望,
I want you to notice what it says, when, what happens, what this is when we do this.
当我们做的时候, 我们会看见,
to trifle with hearts,
玩弄人心,
is a crime of no small magnitude in the sight of a holy God.
从圣洁的上帝看来, 玩弄人心绝不是一件微小的罪行。
It is a crime against God as well as woman.
是对上帝, 是对女性的一种罪行。
When we play with girls' hearts, brothers, in a flirtatious way,
当我们玩弄女性的心的时候是一个罪。
It continues to say,
继续说道,
and yet some will show preference for young ladies and call out their affections.
虽然如此,还有许多人向年轻女子表露爱慕之情。And then
go their way and forget all about the words that they have spoken and their effect.
等到唤起他们的爱情之后,便舍弃而不管。
A new face attracts them. They repeat the same words. Devote to another the same attention. This disposition will reveal itself in the married life. That's why, young ladies, you don't want a man that messes around with your emotions. No matter how handsome he is,
不论他有多帅,
no matter how smooth his words may be, one that messes with your emotions
一个玩弄你的心情感情的,
is not the one for you.
不是你的伴侣,
but that same disposition will be revealed in the married life.
一样的这种东西也会显露在婚姻生活中。
How essential it is then that the youth so gird up the loins of their minds and guard their conduct.
于是他们这样的本婚姻的关系也未必能使善变的心稳定。
That Satan cannot beguile them from the path of uprightness.
或是动摇的人坚贞而忠于原则。
We see that Adam made the first move.
我们看上帝亚当做了第一个行动。
He's the one that had to be vulnerable first.
他先要脆弱。
He had to make the first sacrifice.
他先要牺牲。
The initiator and the pursuer.
作为主动者。
But men, let's not trifle with girls' hearts.
但是男人不要玩弄女孩子的心。
Can you say amen, brothers?
可以说amen吗?
Can you say amen, ladies?
女性可以说amen吗?
I don't hear you, ladies.
我听不到女性。
Do you like this or you don't like this?
你喜欢还是不喜欢啊?
Brothers, we need to make sure that we treat the sisters' hearts precious.
兄弟们就要把姐妹们的心当为珍贵。
For they are the daughters of the Most High God.
因为他们是至高上帝的女儿。
And brothers, this is how we ought to treat ladies of the opposite sex.
而兄弟们，我们要如何对待女性呢？
Treat the sisters.
就是对姐妹们。
And talk to them.
跟他们说话。
As if their husband is standing right next to them.
就好像他们丈夫就站在他们的旁边。
Amen.
Amen.
And if you imagine their husband standing next to them.
如果你想象他们的丈夫在他们旁边。
You would talk to them with that kind of respect.
你就会很尊敬地对他们说话。
You would treat them with dignity.
你会有尊敬的心对待他们。
You would not play around with their hearts.
你会玩弄他们的心。
This is what God has called the man to do.
这是上帝呼召男人做的事。
And the woman?
而女性呢?
God has called you to be the responders.
女性叫他们叫做回应。
But ladies, listen very carefully.
那女性很清楚地要听。
Don't respond too soon.
不要太快地回应。
Don't give your heart too easily.
不要太轻易地给上你的心。
Notice Adventist Home, page 58.
富林信徒家庭58。
By the way, young people, you need to get this book and you need to read this book.
年轻人，你们要买这本书，得到这本书。
You really want a happy home, the blueprint.
如果你要真正幸福的家庭, 这是书的蓝图。
It's in the Bible.
就在圣经里,
but it's also expounded upon in the book Adventist.
蓝图不止在圣经里,
Ladies, God calls you to be the responders.
女性们,上帝叫你做回应者。
And if a young man is coming after you, wanting to establish a relationship,
如果男性在追求你要一段关系,
and you've experienced the seven single essentials,
你已经体验到七个要点,
and as you pray and God tells you to move forward,
当你祷告,上帝叫你向前进,
how are you to move forward?
你要如何前进呢?
Not quickly. In other words, you need to kind of play hard to get. You need to let the guys work to earn your heart. Because if you give it away so freely, so soon, they will treat it cheaply. But if that guy has to work and work and work and work to gain your attention, then when you finally give him your heart,
你当你给他们你的心思,
you know that he's not going to treat it lightly.
你会发现他们不会轻易地玩弄你的心。会珍惜好。
Because he had to work for it.
为他需要工作。
Amen, ladies?
Amen.
Amen, ladies?
女性们。
Amen, brothers?
兄弟们。
Amen. There's nothing more unattractive than an aggressive woman that is loose and easy and just giving their hearts away. Notice Adventist Home, page 58. When once the barriers of female modesty are removed, in other words, when you're loose and flirtatious and always trying to get attention from the guy,
that's
what happens. It says the basis licentiousness does not appear exceeding sinful.
So
alas, what terrible results of woman's influence for evil may be witnessed in the world today.
Ladies,
you need to understand that you have a huge influence on the man.
女性们,
and the way you carry yourself makes all the difference. Through the allurements of strange women, thousands are incarcerated in prison cells. Many take their own lives and cut short the life of others. How true are the words of inspiration? Her feet go down to death. Her steps take hold of hell.
她脚步,
oh, friends, that is so serious. Brothers, you don't want that type of lady. One that is so easy.
One
that is so flirtatious.
这么放荡,
one that just is standing there and dresses in such a way where they're just trying to attract your attention. Like a worm wiggling around on a hook. People are in prison cells because of this. Lives have been lost because of this. In fact, I remember one of my pastor friends had another pastor friend that lived in Florida in the United States.
牧师也是在美国居住,
and he was a pastor of the Seventh Adventist Church.
He
found out that his wife committed adultery. He was so upset that he went home and he killed his wife. And then he committed suicide. Seventh Day Adventist pastor. That's the power that the woman has. And listen very carefully, ladies. It's not you as a lady, but it's the influence that Satan twists to mess with men's minds. Don't be like Jezebel. Because the greatest tool in the hands of Satan for the destruction of man is an immoral,
就是不道德,
loose,
放荡,
and flirtatious woman.
不道德, 放荡女性,
that's the greatest tool of the demise of man.
这就是男性最大的弱点.
We find example after example in the Bible.
我们在圣经看到例子中又看到例子.
Samson was the strongest man that ever lived.
昌生是 世界上最有力的,
he was able to slew thousands with his own hands. But he could not overcome the woman. And he died as a result. Solomon was the wisest man. His downfall was woman. David was a man after God's own heart. But he fell miserably and took another man's life in order to get his wife.
可是为了得到妻子,
there was no one that was more perfect than Adam. But he failed because of the influence of the woman. So brothers, if you don't think that you can be tempted with sexual sin,
兄弟们,如果你认为你不能被性的这些诱惑,
that means that you're stronger than Samson.
你比昌生还强壮吗?
Wiser than Solomon?
比所罗门有智慧吗?
More holy than David?
比大卫更神圣吗?
And more perfect than Adam?
比亚当更完美吗?
There's not one person here like that.
但是这里没有一个人是这样。
Can you say amen? And so ladies, make sure that you carry yourself with dignity and respect. You are a daughter of God. Don't let Hollywood cause you to dress like them and make you think that in order for you to be beautiful, you have to look like them. It is a deception. You are a daughter of the king. Walk like a princess on earth.
就像在地球上像一个公主一样,
not high and mighty and proud,
不是至高骄傲的,
meek and lowly,
是谦虚的,
but with dignity and respect.
但是有尊重啊,
amen, ladies?
Amen吗?
Amen, brothers?
兄弟们, amen吗?
Amen.
Amen.
I want you to notice as we continue.
我要你仔细地看,
another quotation, page 59 now.
在59页, 富林幸福家,
this is especially for the ladies. Ladies,
女性们,
you cannot afford to be careless in regard to the companions that you choose. A little time spent in sowing wild oats,
只用一些时间傻傻,
dear young friends, will produce a crop that will embitter your whole life.
亲爱青年朋友就会结出终身痛苦的收获。
An hour of thoughtlessness, once yielding to temptation,
一时轻率不慎,一次屈从试探,
may turn the whole current of your life in the wrong direction.
就可能使你一生偏于错误的方向。
But the devil calls us to think, oh, it's not that bad, just a relationship.
魔鬼说,这不是坏的事情,这只是一段感情。
I'm not going to marry this person.
你不会跟这个人结婚。
I just want to have fun.
我现在好玩而已。
But that mistake can cause you to be lost.
但是那错可以让你沉沦。
You can have but one youth.
你可以只有青春不在,
make that useful.
物有休所作为,
when once you have passed over the ground, you can never return to rectify your mistakes.
当你行过这一段路程之后,
and he who refuses to connect with God and puts himself in the way of temptation will surely fall.
凡拒绝与上帝联合而自行置身于试探之途的人是必然会跌倒的。
The choices we make in our companionship affects this life and the life to come. I want you to notice page 55. The youth trust altogether too much to impulse. They should not give themselves away too easily. Nor be captivated too readily by the winning exterior of the lover.
也不要被情人的外表所骗。
If we follow our sight,
如果我们跟着我们的眼睛,
we're captivated by the exterior, how beautiful she is,
我们被情人或者那女人有多漂亮,
how handsome he is,
说她有多帅。
Notice what it says.
看她写什么?
Courtship, as carried out in this age, is a scheme of deception and hypocrisy.
年纪做出的追求其实是一个虚伪一个欺骗的一个事情,
with which the enemy of souls has far more to do than with the Lord.
万灵之敌对这件事有更多的影响。
And so guys, God has called you to be the pursuers and the initiators.
所以上帝叫你做启发者那个追求者。
But don't play with girls' hearts.
但是不要玩弄女孩子心。
Ask God to give you victory over that flirtatious spirit. Ladies, God has called you to be the what?
上帝叫你做什么?
The responders.
回应者,
but don't give too much too fast.
但是不要太快了,
let the brother work for you, amen?
让上帝用尽心尽力,
you have to let him do all he can to win your heart. Don't show him any interest. And if he really cares about you, he's going to keep coming back. Now, don't play with his heart and give him signs that there could be a chance if there is no chance. But the point is this.
但是重点是这个,
if he has to work to win your affection,
he
will treat your heart like gold. But if you give too much too fast, he'll treat it cheaply. Amen?
Amen.
Now, why the rib bone?
为什么肋骨呢?
Why not the arm bone or the foot bone?
为什么不要手骨, 不要脚骨?
Why the rib?
为什么肋骨呢?
At the side to be equal with man? under the arm to be protected by man, and near the heart to be loved by man.
Okay,
say amen.
Amen.
But not only that, the reason why God used a rib bone is because that is the only bone that he could use that Adam would not be a handicap. I mean, think about it. If God used the foot bone, you have Mrs. Perfect with a handicap. Not the arm bone. Otherwise, he wouldn't be able to work. Not the backbone. Because he wouldn't be able to stand firm as the leader. The rib bone, why? Because he still had to stand up and be a man. He had to be vulnerable. But he still had to be the spiritual leader. Can you say amen? That's why the rib bone. Not at the feet to be trampled upon, nor the shoulder to be above man, but to be equal. But also that man could still stand up and be the spiritual leader. Now, after God took that prime rib out, created a perfect companion, next we see that Adam gave her a name. Notice what it says in verse 23. And Adam said, this is now what? What did he say? Bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. So notice, Adam said, this is bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. And here we find one of the most important points in this whole presentation. Listen very carefully. Eve was made of the same bone as Adam. And the same flesh as Adam. And here's the point. God has called us when we enter into a relationship to make sure that person is bone of our bone and flesh of our flesh. The reason why there are so many broken homes and divorce is because people ignore this point. 2 Corinthians 6 verse 14, write it down. The Bible makes it clear, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath a righteousness with unrighteousness? What communion hath light with darkness? Young people, God does not want us to link our lives with someone who is not a believer. Someone of another faith. Someone of another spiritual conviction. This is forbidden by God. Amos 3 verse 3, write it down. It says, can two walk together lest they be agreed? And it doesn't give the answer why, because it's obvious. No is the answer. If there is no spiritual agreement, there is no fellowship. Now, there can be friendship, but as far as the marriage fellowship, it is impossible, and that's why there's so many broken homes. Young people, please listen. This is a matter of life and death. Adventist Home, page 61. Listen very carefully. There is in the Christian world an astonished, alarming indifference to the teachings of God's Word. The teachings in regard to the marriage of Christians with unbelievers. Many who profess to love and fear God choose to follow the bent of their own minds. Rather than take counsel from infinite wisdom.
不肯求教于无穷智慧者。
in a matter which vitally concerns the happiness and well-being of both parties,
在对这对于双方今生与来世的福利有莫大关系的事上,
for this road and the next,
因为这条路和另外一条路,
reason, judgment, and the fear of God are set aside.
理智判断和敬畏上帝之心都被弃置一旁,
and blind impulse and stubborn determination are allowed to control.
听任盲目的冲动和固执的决心控制一切,
listen to how dangerous this is, young people.
听看这是有多么的危险,
reason lets fall the reins of self-control upon the neck of lust.
已经松开了他在色欲景象上自制的缠绳,
unsanctified passion bears sway.
不圣洁的恋情便控制了一切,
until too late,
直到这可怜的牺牲品觉悟的时候,
find himself in a life of misery and bondage.
可惜已悔之晚矣.
Some people say, oh, but he has spiritual interest.
有些人说他可能有属灵上的兴趣.
I can convert him.
我可以使他成为信徒.
I can teach him the truth if I'm married.
我可以教他真,如果跟他结婚的话,我可以教他真理.
And in time, he will become a Seventh-day Adventist or whatever faith I have.
一下子他就能成为复灵信徒.
That's exactly what the devil wants you to believe.
这是魔鬼要你相信的事.
Is there ever a reason to marry someone that is not of our faith?
有没有理由来跟
Is God calling us to do this to evangelize?
上帝要叫我们做这种布道吗?
What if they're a good person?
如果他们是好人呢?
What if they're having Bible study?
如果他们在查经的话?
Listen to page 65 now.
65页什么说?
The plea is sometimes made that the unbeliever is favorable to religion.
为不信者辩护,
and is all that could be desired in a companion except one thing.
所以他对宗教数据好感只差这一点,他不是基督徒,
he is not a Christian.
他不是基督徒.
Although the better judgment of the believer may suggest the impropriety of a union for life with an unbeliever,
在其他各方面,他都是一个理想的配偶,
yet in 9 cases out of 10, inclination triumphs.
虽然信徒最佳的判断力可能说这个是不适宜的,反正十之八九癖好,必占尽于必试。In other words,
we do find some examples.
就是说我们用其他人的例子,
of someone marrying someone that is not a Christian or not of the same faith.
说一个人嫁给或者娶一个另一个信仰的人,
later on that person is baptized and converted.
之后那个人受洗了,变成基督徒。
Sure, that happens.
当然有这种事发生。
But that's 1 out of 10.
但是是十之八九的,
that's not
God's,
that is not God's ideal.
这不是上帝最佳的办法。
The majority of time, it's not the Christian who's, it's not the unbeliever that is converted.
而大多数不是那个不信者被变成基督徒,
but rather the Christian that is converted to the unbeliever.
就是通常是基督徒变成不信者。
Spiritual declension commences the moment the vow is made at the altar.
在坛边许愿的那一刹那,
religious fervor is dampened,
属灵的作乱便开始了,
and one stronghold after another is broken down.
宗教变成冷淡了,保障一重,随着一重一重的倾倒,
until both stand side by side under the black banner of Satan.
终于双方并立于撒旦的黑旗之下,
the bride and the groomman, and the bridegroom have chosen each other and have dismissed Jesus.
即使在婚姻之中,属世的精神也胜过了良知。
Friends, that is a tragedy.
所以说到他们新郎和新娘把耶稣排弃了,这是一个悲剧。
People get involved in relationships with an unbeliever.
很多人与不信者,
and by the way,
就是说,
just because that person may be a Seventh-day Adventist,
那个人是复灵信徒的话,
doesn't make it equally yoked.
不代表你们是同心的,
because there are many Adventists who are not Christian.
有很多复灵信徒其实根本不是基督徒。
One thing to be an Adventist,
做复灵信徒是一样的,
totally separate thing to be a Christian Adventist.
做基督徒是另外一件事。
And so to be equally yoked,
所以要一起的话,
is not only of the same faith in church,
要相配, 不代表要同样的,
but the same religious convictions,
他们要有同样的宗教信仰,
the same conversion or similar conversion experience where both are seeking after God.
一样同样被重生的经验在寻找上帝。
For when we enter into relationships,
因为当我们进入,
with someone, and it's not equally yoked, she said that we are dismissing Jesus from our household. We've kicked Jesus out in order to let someone else here. And I promise, friend, there's misery. There's unhappiness. I've seen it over and over and over again.
And
when babies are born, the children are raised in a divided house spiritually. And are confused. Many times make the wrong decision. We don't want to have that kind of household, amen? That's why take this seriously, young people. We need to be very sure that we don't link ourselves up with someone who doesn't believe exactly how we believe. And if you're involved in a relationship with an unbeliever tonight and you're not married, the Lord is calling you to let it go, young people. It may hurt, but God knows what's best. And He can bring healing to our hearts. Can you say amen? I want to read you a few more quotations. Page 63 now. Never should God's people venture upon forbidden ground. Marriage between believers and unbelievers is forbidden by God. But too often the unconverted heart follows its own desires. And marriages unsanctioned by God are formed. Because of this, many men and women are without hope and without God in the world. Their noble aspirations are dead. By a chain of circumstance, they are held in Satan's net. Those who are ruled by passion and impulse will have a bitter harvest to reap in this life. And their course may result in the loss of their soul. Those who profess truth trample upon the will of God in marrying unbelievers. Will lose his favor and make bitter the work of repentance. The unbelieving may possess an excellent moral character, but the fact that he or she has not answered to the claims of God, and has neglected so great a salvation is a sufficient reason why such a union should not be consummated. It gets even stronger in page 62 and
63.
It says the curse of God rests upon many of the ill-timed, inappropriate connections that are formed in this age of the
world.
If the Bible left these questions in a vague, uncertain light, then the course that many youth of today are pursuing in attaining in attachments for one another would be more excusable. In other words, if the Bible wasn't as clear, we would have an excuse to do what we
want to
do. But the requirements of the Bible are not halfway injunctions. They demand perfect purity of thought, word, and deed. We are grateful to God that His word is a light unto the feet, that none need mistake the path of duty. The young should make it a business to consult its pages and heed its counsels. For sad mistakes are always made in the departing from its precepts. Brothers and sisters, this truth may hurt tonight, but it will set us free. Free from disappointment. and free from bitter divorces.
离婚中自由.
Can you say amen?
可以说 amen.
When we choose to submit to what the Bible is saying,
当我们选择顺服于圣经时,
when Jesus is the center of our marriage and our courtship and our relationship,
当也是说我们婚姻, 我们的交谈, 我们的,
just like the song says,
追求的那个中心时,
with Jesus in the family,
就像歌说有耶稣在家里,
happy, happy home.
美满的家.
How many of you want a happy home?
你们谁要美满的家?
Make sure.
肯定的,
that the one that you marry is converted to Jesus.
你跟他结婚的人相信耶稣,
and believes exactly what you believe from the Bible.
并且相信跟你一样相信圣经所说的。
That's clear. Let me hear you say amen.
如果那是清楚的话, 请说 amen.
Friends, the reason why we took time reading all those verses,
所以为什么我们读这么多摘录呢?
Is because when people let their emotions go to someone that is not of their faith,
其实因为如果有人把情感放给
no matter how much times you try to reason with that person,
不论我们理论多久,
9 times out of 10, they will follow their own emotions to disaster.
十之八九我们就会跟随自己的欲望直到沉沦为止.
Please, I plead with you on behalf of Christ, please, young people, don't make that mistake.
我替基督求你们不要做出如此愚蠢的决定.
Amen?
Amen.
Let us continue. We're almost finished.
我们继续, 我们快要完毕了。
Genesis 2:24. Adam gave Eve her name.
亚当给夏娃她的名字。
And then after that,
之后呢?
It says, therefore shall a man, in verse 24, therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and shall cleave to his wife, and they shall be one flesh.
创世纪2:24节, 因此人要离开父母与妻子, 联合二人成为一体。
Here we read about the match God made in Eden.
所以我们看到上帝在伊甸园中做的配偶,
it was a perfect match.
是完美的结合.
God made the love connection.
上帝做出了爱的连接.
And because they went through the process,
为他们经历过这个过程,
now they are one flesh and the marriage is consummated.
他们是二合为一体.
And friends, when we follow God's example, notice what happens as a result.
朋友们, 如果我们跟着上帝的旨意, 我们看看对方的意思,
verse 25.
25节.
And they were both what?
当时是什么呢?
They were both what?
当时什么呢?
Naked.
但是夫妻二人, the man
and his wife,
夫妻们,
and they were not ashamed.
这夫妻二人赤身露体,
because they followed God's way,
因为他们跟着上帝的道路,
they were naked in the presence of each other.
他们在地方面前赤身露体,
but there was no shame in that nakedness.
但是一点也不羞耻,
naked physically as well as emotionally and spiritually in the presence of each other.
肉体上, 心理上, 属灵上都赤裸裸。
Young people, listen.
但是年轻人请听。
If you ever find yourself naked with someone of the opposite sex,
如果你和一个异性赤裸裸面对对方的话,
if you didn't follow God's way,
如果你不跟从上帝的道路,
there may be a little pleasure,
可能会有一点喜乐,
but there will be deep shame in that nakedness.
但是在那赤裸中会有,
but if God was the one that brought it together,
但是如果上帝把他们结合在一起,
if you allowed him to write the love story,
如果你把他写下了爱情的故事,
to lay that solid foundation,
打下了稳固的基础,
when he brings you and that person together,
当他带你和另一个人在一起的时候,
there is no shame in that relationship.
那感情中就没有羞耻。
Can you say amen?
可以说 amen 吗?
That's what God has for us, friends.
这就是上帝有给我们的东西。
Following God's way brings true pleasure.
可是上帝的道路会给我们真正的享乐。
For the Garden of Eden,
为伊甸园,
means that they were surrounded by pleasure.
代表他们被享乐围绕着。
Young people, as we begin to close this evening,
朋友们, 当我们开始结束的时候,
don't sell yourself cheaply.
不要把自己便宜的卖出。
Don't settle for anything less than the best.
不要除了接受最好以外，不要。For when you let
God write your love story,
如果你让上帝写出你的爱情故事,
it's going to be a happy ending. Can you say amen?
将会是一个快乐的结束。
In fact, I want to share with you my personal testimony.
来介绍我自己的见证。
This was me about 10 years ago.
这是10年前的我。
Don't get scared.
不要太害怕。
I was a 16-year-old druggie.
我是16岁的一个吸毒者。
If you notice my eyes, I was. My mind was clouded. I was high during that time.
你看，当时我是我因为受毒品的影响。
I'm going to share more about my testimony this Sabbath. Let me share with you the love part of my testimony. I didn't grow up in a church. No one taught me these principles that we learned tonight. And because of this, I treated girls the wrong way. I was a flirtatious person. Playing with people's hearts.
玩弄别人的心.
I had no idea who was God or none of these principles of love.
我不知道谁是上帝, 我不知道这些原则.
Got involved in many different relationships.
进入了很多不同的感情.
Looking for happiness in the wrong places.
在错误的地方寻找幸福.
But I thank God that in this lost condition,
但我感谢上帝在这失落的状况中,
the Lord found me.
上帝找到了我.
He saved me.
他救了我.
He set me free from all those addictions.
他释放我从那些瘾中释放我.
And at 16 years old, I was baptized.
在16岁时我受洗.
And my life was changed.
我的生命改变.
And as I began to study the Bible,
我开始研究圣经时,
I began to learn about true love.
我开始学习到真爱.
Not the cheap lust that the world offers.
世界给我们的便宜的情感.
The Lord began to teach me the principles of true unselfish love.
主开始教导我不自私的一个爱.
I was going to public school.
我在去一个公共学校.
When I was converted,
当我变成基督徒时,
I transferred to the Christian Academy.
我去到一个基督徒的学校.
And when I went to Hawaiian Mission Academy,
当我去夏威夷一个
I met this really nice Christian girl. She loved God.
她非常爱上帝.
And as a result, I mean, she was so nice.
她这么好,
that we began a relationship.
我们开始一段感情,
an innocent one.
然后就是一个非常单纯的感情,
a Christian relationship.
一个基督徒的感情.
We didn't do the things that people do in the world.
我们没有做世界人所做的事。
We were in high school and we cared about each other.
我们在高中我们关心对方。
We kept God first and we would pray together.
我们把上帝放在前面，我们一起祷告。
It was good.
非常好的。
But listen.
但听,
even though it was good,
虽然是好的,
it wasn't best.
但不是最,
are you listening?
你有没有听啊?
You see, I didn't know about the principles that we just talked about.
你看我不知道当时有这些原则,
it was good, but it wasn't best.
是好,可是不是最,
never forget this principle, young people.
永远不要忘记这个原则,
good
好,
is the enemy of best.
是最好的敌人.
God doesn't just want to give us good things.
上帝不只要给我们好的东西.
He wants to give us the best things.
上帝要给我们最好的东西.
Why settle for anything less than that?
为什么不要拿到最好的东西呢?
And so, like I said, it was good, but it wasn't best.
所以我就跟你说, 这虽然是好的, 可是不是最好的。
As years went on,
年一年一年过去,
finally, the Lord opened my mind and I was able to learn the principles of Christian courtship and marriage.
主开始打开我心门, 我就学到基督徒所谓的追求还有婚姻。
And after being with this girl for 5 years,
和这女孩子五年过后,
we realized that we had laid a faulty foundation.
我们发现我们基础打错,
and we were too young to enter into a relationship.
我们太年轻进入一段感情了,
so even though it hurt,
虽然痛苦,
we knew that God was calling us to break up.
但是我们知道上帝在呼召我们分手,
and we broke up
然后我们分手,
with no intention to get back together.
没有想要再复合了,
5 years,
五年,
I mean, I knew so much about her, she knew so much about me, it was kind of like losing a part of me.
我认识她这么多, 她认识我这么多, 就好像失去我身体的一部分。
She was my best friend.
她是我最好的朋友。
But because the foundation was faulty,
她是因为基础打得不好,
we had to destroy that foundation.
我们需要毁灭了基础。
And so we did, even though it hurt.
所以虽然痛苦, 我们还是做到了。
We parted ways.
我们分开了。
With no intention of getting back together.
没有想要再复合.
And during that time of singleness,
而那时单身时,
the Lord began to teach us and to grow us as individuals.
上帝开始预备我们, 让我们成长成基督徒的成熟人。
I began to read books on marriage.
我开始读婚姻的书,
and on courtship, and to study this for myself.
所以追求的书完后我开始自己研究。
And I would pray every day.
我每天会祷告,
Lord, make me the man that you want me to be.
上帝让我作为你要我成为的一个男人。
Lord, I have a desire for companionship.
我一个欲望要有一个伴侣,
take away these desires.
帮助这些欲望死去,
help me to sleep and rest in you.
让我睡去在你当中休息。
And you know what I did?
你知道我做什么?
Whenever I felt a desire to, because I was already doing my life work,
因为我已经开始我的工作了,
I felt like I was ready.
我觉得我自己已经预备好了。
I had experienced 7 of the single essentials.
我7个要点都体验过了。
But I would say, Lord, put me to sleep.
但是我说, 上帝,
whenever that desire awakened, 每当那欲望兴起时, I would write in a journal to my future spouse. I didn't know who she was.
我不知道她是谁,
but I would write to her and I would tell her, I'm saving myself for you.
但我在写着对她说,我为你保存自己。
Instead of going and expressing these desires to other girls in relationships, I would express it to my wife in a book.
不是对别人说,而是在书里。 对未来的妻子或丈夫说,
I would write to her in this love journal
the
things that I was learning. And that helped me to fall asleep. And finally, when I was married,
所以当我结婚的时候,
I gave that love journal to my wife.
One
of the best gifts I could ever give.
我可以给了最好的,
or essentially, I was giving her my heart even before I knew that she was the one.
因为我在认识他之前，我就已经把我的心交给他了。
And like I said, during this time of singleness, the Lord was teaching us.
在这单独的时候，单身的时候，上帝在教导我们。
And causing a stronger foundation.
给我们一个更强、更稳固的基础。
He brought us back together.
他把我们带回来。
To lay a new foundation.
复原，而且把我们打下一个好的基础。
I have learned what it means to be a godly husband.
我在学习如何做一个好老公。
We laid our foundation upon the solid rock of Christ and His Word.
把家庭和婚姻建立在永远的磐石，就是基督身上。
And we joined lives together on September 4th, 2005.
我们在9月4日2005年就二人合一了。
This is my beloved bride and myself.
这是我的妻子和我。And
that was the happiest day of our lives.
这是我们生命中最快乐的一天。
And even in the and the reason why I'm so happy.
而我如此开心的原因,
because we uprooted the old faulty foundation.
为我们把那旧的根基、坏的根基弄起来。
And let God lay a new solid foundation.
然后让上帝打下一个更好的基础。
When we came together,
当我们一起的时候,
because we had followed God's plan,
因为我们跟随上帝的计划,
there was no shame in the relationship. You see, God took something that was broken, and He was able to fix it and make it beautiful. Even in the midst of storms and discouragements, or in disagreements and dissensions, our household still stands, because the foundation is the rock, Jesus Christ. Can you say amen?
You say amen?
With Jesus in the vessel, you can smile at the storm.
有耶稣在船里,
with Jesus in the family, happy, happy home.
有耶稣在家庭里,
as we close this evening,
到我们今晚,
how many of you want a happy home?
谁要一个完美的家?
Follow God's way, young people.
跟随上帝的道路。
And the question this evening is this.
今晚的问题是这个,
what foundation are you building upon?
你建立在哪个根基上?
The foundation of lust and selfishness?
情欲自私的根基吗?
Or the love, or the foundation of love and selflessness?
或是爱和无私的根基?
As the pianist comes up, gets ready.
当琴手上来时,
I want to plead with you on behalf of Christ.
我要为基督请求你,
to let God build your foundation.
建立你的基础,
our Father knows what's best.
我们的父知道什么是最好,
He has our best interest in mind.
还有我们最好的利益,
I'm wondering tonight,
今晚,
as we close,
让我们结束,
how many of you are going to let God write your love story?
你们谁要让上帝写你的爱情?
Can I see your hands?
我可以看你的手吗?
Perhaps you've been writing your love story up to this moment in time. But tonight you want to make a commitment to God. Say, Lord, I don't want to follow my own thoughts. I want to follow you. Please write my love story. Make me the man, make me the woman that you want me to be. And prepare me for true love. Is that your preference? If so, let me hear you say amen.
如果是的话, 请说, amen.
Well, friends, there's one last thing we need to share.
我们有最后一件事。
You see, everything we studied today
今天所有学习到的,
has not only to do with the horizontal relationship,
或者是说到平面的这个,
but the vertical relationship.
关系,
you see, friends, marriage is simply an object lesson between Christ and His bride. Jesus is a lovesick king that is longing for His queen, His church. Jesus is the second Adam. And in the same way, the first Adam longed for companionship. Jesus longs for companionship with you, his church. He wanted fellowship with us. And just as Adam went to sleep, the longing of Christ compelled him to go to sleep as well. You see, Jesus, in order to win our love, he had to go to sleep. He went to sleep on the cross. He died, friends. When you look at the cross, you see the true sleeping beauty. He longed for us. So he died to save us. He died to prove how much he loves us. And while he was sleeping the sleep of death, the soldier came and speared Jesus in the side. And out of the side of Christ, just like out of the side of Adam,
就像亚当的身边,
was born a church.
流出了一间教会,
a woman.
一个女人,
a bride.
一个妻子,
for out of the side of Jesus flowed blood and water.
从耶稣的身边出现了血和水,
and every mother knows
而每个母亲都知道,
that there is no birth without blood and water.
如果生产时一定会有血流,
and after Jesus died,
当耶稣死后,
the same way Adam gave Eve her name,
亚当如何给夏娃她的名字,
Jesus wants to give us a name.
耶稣也要给我们一个名字,
he calls us his beloved.
他叫我们,
some people understand that name in the Bible represents character.
你们谁知道名字代表品格,
Jesus wants to give us a new character.
上帝要给我们一个新的品格,
a new beginning. You see, brothers and sisters, we've made mistakes in our lives. Perhaps sitting here, you've already given yourself away to someone that is not your husband
and
and you may not have done it physically, but maybe you've done it emotionally. There are many people who are physical virgins who are also emotional harlots. They enter into a relationship and give their heart to someone. Then they go to another relationship and give their heart. And they keep giving their hearts and affections away. Friends, if you keep giving yourself away emotionally, what will you have left for your husband or wife? All you have to give them is leftovers. Don't treat your future spouse like that. The good news is this.
好消息就是,
maybe you've made mistakes.
可能你做了一个错,
you need to know that the blood of Jesus
你要知道耶稣的宝血,
can make you a virgin again.
可以让你再成为纯洁的,
physically, mentally, and emotionally.
肉体上,
the blood of Jesus, young people,
耶稣的宝血,
is the best detergent to cleanse the filthy stains of sin that we have made in our lives. He can wash away your past tonight. It does not matter where you've been.
It
doesn't even matter where you are right now. What matters is where are you going? Leave the past behind, young people. The mistakes you've made, lay it at the feet of Jesus. Move forward in God's will and plan for your life. And as you do this, soon and very soon,
很快,
just as Adam and Eve saw each other face to face,
就像亚当和夏娃看见对方,
soon we will be able to see our King face to face.
我们很快的也会看到我们天上的王,
when we see him face to face, we'll be made one with God.
When
Jesus comes again, if we follow his way,
the
Bible says in 1 John 2:28, my last verse, and now little children abide in him, that when he shall appear, We may have confidence and not be ashamed before Him at His coming. When Jesus comes in the clouds, we will be totally exposed naked before God. But we will have no shame. One with God with no shame and no fear. How many of you want this in your life? You want this?
你要这个吗?
Friends, what will you do with the proposal that Jesus is giving to you today? Young people, where are you in your relationship?
年轻们,
with God, are you in the courtship level only? Maybe you're just flirting with God. You come to church and you flirt with Him, but you're not committed to Him. Because while you're flirting with God by coming to church, you're flirting with the devil on the side. Claim to belong to Christ, but yet you're fooling around with the devil.
你在玩弄基督,
tonight Jesus is offering to you a proposal. He went to the cross to prove to us how much He loves us. How much He will be faithful to us. The cross shows how much God is committed to this relationship. For His love is stronger than death. Because of what He did on the cross, the proposal that He's offering to us. He doesn't want the courtship level with us. He doesn't want the flirtatious. He wants to know if you are fully committed. Will you say, I do?
你愿意说我愿意吗?
Will you say, Lord, I want to be married to you?
你愿意说主我愿意嫁给你吗?
I want to be one with you.
我要和你合为一。
I don't want to have other relationships.
我不要其他的感情。
I want to be one with you.
我要与你合而为一。
As your heads are bowed, as your eyes are closed,
当你低头关上眼睛,
I'm going to ask you to make a decision for Jesus just now.
我要你现在为耶稣做个决定。
The first thing I want to ask you to do,
第一样事就是,
commit yourself to God's love story. And that may entail you breaking off a relationship that you know is not of Him. That may mean that you're going to stop talking to that person late on the phone late at night. That may mean you're going to dress more modestly. And carry yourself with dignity. That may mean that you're just going to sleep in Jesus. Say, Lord, I wait upon you because you have what's best.
上帝我等待你等候你,
that is your prayer and desire.
如果那是你的欲望,
you want to be committed
你要献身,
to the love story God is writing for you. I
want
to invite you to raise your hand where you are.
我邀请你现在,
heads are bowed, eyes are closed, raise them high.
每个头低下,
by raising your hand, you're letting God know, I do, Lord.
举起你的手说, 上帝,
I want you in my life. You may put your hand down. The last thing I want to ask you to do, you recognize that Jesus died, giving you a proposal that you've never committed fully. You've been flirting with Him, but you're not committed to Him. And tonight, 100%, you want to give your life to Christ. For the first time, or in a recommitment. If that is your desire, I invite you to go to your knees right now. Don't do it because others are doing it. Do it because you truly want to commit fully to Christ. Young people, don't play games with God. You're not serious, you just stay seated. But if you're serious,
但是如果你认真的话,
bow down.
低头,
say, Lord, my way is going to lead to misery.
说, 主啊, 我的道路只会到痛苦,
your way will bring happiness. I surrender to you today. Don't let nothing hold you back, friends. Go to your knees with me as we close with prayer. Father in heaven,
天上的父,
thank you for loving us.
感谢你爱我们,
thank you that you know what's best.
感谢你知道什么是最好的,
your plan is perfect.
你的计划是完美的,
your thoughts are wise.
你的意念是有智慧的,
Lord, many times we've allowed the devil to deceive us.
主啊,那时候我们让魔鬼欺骗我们,
thinking that we can treat lightly the relationships we make on earth.
知道我们可以看清这种感情这件事。
But Lord, you've shown us tonight how serious it is.
但是主啊,今晚你给我们看到这是多么的认真严肃。
You've shown us that if we make the wrong decisions in this area, we can lose eternity.
如果我们在这领域做出错误的决定,我们可以失去永生。
Help us, dear God.
帮助我们。
We surrender to you tonight. We surrender to your thoughts and your plans. Lord, you have made us as social beings with the desire to love and be loved. But Lord, you've asked us to wait. You've asked us to sleep and rest in you. Lord, that is not humanly possible. But all things are possible with Christ. So we ask, dear Father, that you cause a deep sleep to come upon those who are not married. Pray for my young friends. You would help them to trust you. Help them to wait on you. Take them through the 7 steps. And prepare them for love. Pray that in your time and in your way that you would bring them the one that you have in store for them. And may their marriages, may our marriages be a foretaste of heaven. I pray for those who are already married. That you continue to work out your plan of love in their marriages. Perhaps we did not follow your way and we're already married. Thank you, Lord, that you are in the business of making wrongs right, turning things around. For you're a God that can make a way out of no way at all. So bless the marriages tonight, Lord. Bless the families. Make us ready for the marriage supper of the Lamb when we see you face to face. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. Dismiss us now with your presence. In Jesus' name we pray. Let everyone say, Amen.